Well, good morning, everybody. It's, as Sister Joe noted about the annual appeal, it is that time, which means it's time for my annual joke about the bishop's appeal. You know, the two guys who were on vacation, and they were on a plane, and the plane crashed, but thank God they survived, and there they are in the middle of the ocean. And praise the Lord, they were fine. And also praise the Lord, there was an island really close by. So the two of them get on this tiny little island in the middle of the ocean, and they say, one guy goes, "What are we going to do? We're going to die. There's nobody to rescue us. There's no food here. What are we going to do?" And the other guy's totally calm. And he says, "My friend, every year I give $500,000 to the bishop's appeal. And it's that time of year. The bishop will find me." Anyway, all right. Today, my friends, we have our gospel, and we have three men in this parable that Jesus tells us about. And they're three investors, but they're also servants. And the master gives to these investors each various amount of talents. And then he leaves, and he expects that they are going to produce some return on these talents, on this currency. And two of them do, and one of them doesn't. And the two that do double what they were given, and the other one throws it into the ground for fear that he might even lose what he had. Jesus calls the last one a useless servant, and the other two wise. And I think I was kind of like praying about, like, what does this mean? And I think the question for us is, can Jesus trust us? Are we trustworthy servants? Are we useful servants to where God knows that he can entrust certain things to us and that we won't waste it? And in fact, we'll double it or quadruple it even better. We've had some amazing saints this past week. I think about Saint Jehoshaphat. His feast day was Thursday. He was called the thief of souls because everywhere Jehoshaphat went, he won people for Jesus. I think about Mother Frances Xavier Cabrini, whose feast day was on Friday. She was the first U.S. citizen to become a canonized saint. She started in her lifetime 67 orphanages, schools, and hospitals. Wherever she went and found a problem, she put a solution. And she said the whole reason she did it was to win souls for God. I think about Saint Benignus. His feast day was on Monday. He was baptized by Saint Patrick in the 4th century. And then he continued and became the next bishop in Ireland, building the church in an exponential rate, and all for souls. I think God like gives us souls in our lives, like people in our spheres of influence. And he asks that we be good stewards of them, not only of our own souls, but of the souls around us, so that we can return them and times two or three or four or five or six, all for him. Archbishop Thompson, on Thursday, I was at a confirmation mass that he did, and he talked about those first 12 apostles who were afraid of their own shadows. They were cowards. They locked themselves in their rooms, and they were terrified. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, they went out and said yes to Jesus and brought how many people were the domino effect continues, because without those 12 apostles, we wouldn't even be in this church 2,000 years later in the middle of a cornfield. You know, like, it's pretty crazy. And that's how God works. God works when we cooperate with him. And can Jesus trust us to be good stewards? I have this memory of my priest growing up, Father Charlie. And I remember one Sunday when I was in high school, he had us close our eyes. He said, just close your eyes and just imagine that you're the only one sitting in the church. And Jesus comes up next to you. And he sits down right next to you. And he looks you in the eye and he says, what have you done with the gifts that I have given you? And have you been wise like these first stewards, or unwise and useless like the last one? And I think about, like, it's easy for us to think about, like, money. Like, yeah, I gave to the bishop's appeal. Good. You know, like, all those things. But, like, what about being stewards of the graces that we have been given in our baptism? We are incorporated into Christ. Our first reading about this perfect woman is about the bride of Christ, which we call the church. And we call the church the bride of Christ, but we also call the church the body of Christ, because in marriage two become one. But, like, that reading was beautiful, all about how this woman extends her arms of charity, and this woman who prays, this woman who nurtures, and that's the church. And you and I, by our baptism, have been incorporated into the church. And our confirmation, we have been given the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit at Holy Mass. We receive the body and blood of Jesus. And, like, those are some supernatural graces. Have we used them well? Like, are we good stewards of those graces? And that, I think, is the bigger question. Can Jesus trust us with those graces, to not only take good care of them, but to turn them back 100-fold? And say, just like Francis Xavier Cabrini and Jehoshaphat and Benignus and Albert the Great's feast day is today, and we had Martin of Tours the other day, like all those people who were such good stewards of what God gave them, that they took truckloads of people to heaven with them. And I think that's our goal. So let's ask the good Lord to bless us in that effort. And we pray in gratitude for all we have been given. And we pray that we will be good stewards, not just of the material things, but of the supernatural things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.